Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey, Govinda, Sri Radhe, Shyam, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna never takes a material body. When Krishna appears on the earth, he wants people to see him. So Yogamaya arranges for that. When a devotee is blessed, even if Krishna is not on the earth, he's in Aparikalila, then Krishna will become visible only to that devotee. But when Krishna appears as an avatar, descends to this world, he appears visible to everyone. However, he becomes visible per one's bhav. But he never accepts material body. In the Bhagavad Puran, Canto 11, Chapter 6, Verse 25, says that Krishna stayed on the earth for 125 years. And during the Battle of Kurukshetra, Mahabharata says Krishna was 89 years old at that time. It says in Gita, chapter 5, verse 29, Bhaktaram Yagatavasana Saralokamesham, that Krishna is a Bhaktaram. But generally, we think a Bhaktaram means enjoyer. But Krishna is not an enjoyer as we think. Krishna is called Bhaktaram because he makes his devotees Bhaktaram. In other words, Krishna is not the enjoyer, he makes his devotees enjoy. During Krishna Lila, when Krishna was on the planet, many people had darshan of Krishna, but they saw him according to their bhav. Different people throughout history, contemporary history of India have had darshan of Krishna, or Namdev Maharaj had darshan of Itulnath Rukmini. So many great gyanis, yogis, and brahmaganis had darshan of Sri, but they stayed in Gyanmarga and they didn't become bhaktas. Why is this? Guru Goswami gets the answer in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.24, quoting Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 25, Chapter 26. That if someone really sees Krishna's beauty, he'll never desire any kind of mukti after realizing and experiencing Krishna's sweetness. So the many gyanis or yogis or Darshan, near good near Kar Brahman and all that. Brahmavadis maybe had darshan throughout the history of India, but they didn't become bhaktas, they didn't become Vaishnavas, because they didn't appreciate Krishna's sweetness. They only saw him according to their mindset in Gammarg. They didn't see Krishna's love personified. Kamsa also had darshan of Krishna Mathura, but he saw Krishna as Swayam Mrityu, death personified. Mrityu Bhojapate. This is explained in 10th Canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 43, text 17. So many people had darshan of Krishna, but they saw him according to their bhava. In the recent history, in the 20th century, many Maharashtrian saints from Maharashtra, like Namdev and G.K. Pradhan and Shankar Maharaj and Mama Deshpande and other Gyanis, Gyani Yogis and Brahma Gyanis, they had darshan. But their bhav was that Krishna is personified Brahman. They saw him like that. Therefore, they did not give up their concept of Gyanmarg. Rather, their bhav was confirmed. Krishna says in Gita 4:11, Yayatam Amprapadyante Tamsa Chaiva Vajamyam. I reciprocate according to the bhav of persons who approach me. You approach me as a Mayavadi, I appear like Brahman. You approach me as a loving bhakta, I appear like love personified. Bhakta Vatsal. Very good point. Jai Radhe Shyam, Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. How does one get to see Bhagavan in the true sense of his sweetness? In this very body we're living in, with these senses, we can have darshan. It is possible to have darshan of Krishna by the power of the antaranga shakti of Bhagavan. When the senses are imbued with this antaranga shakti, then one can see Bhagavan, just as the material senses can perceive material objects. The same eyes can perceive spiritual objects like Krishna's body, transcendental body, when they're empowered by the intrinsic or spiritual potency. There's a famous verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1:2:234. Atat Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Gramindre Seva Mukhe Jivato Swami Vasraya. The name and form and qualities of Krishna cannot be perceived by material senses. However, when one becomes inclined to serve Krishna, then the holy name will manifest to one's tongue and the form will be visible to one's eyes. Just as the name of Krishna, the pure name of Krishna, can manifest on our material tongue, the form of Krishna can manifest in our material eyes or mind. Brahma Samhita 5:38 confirms the same point. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksade Vidyeshu Vidokhyanti. Devotees can see the form of Bhagavan in their hearts with eyes of love. When Shastras say the mind and senses cannot reach Krishna because he's just Hokshuja, it means material ordinary people. Doesn't apply to bhaktas. In Gita chapter 7, verse 20, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, seeing the self with one's mind in oneself, when we become satisfied. There are many statements in the Upanishads, Puranas, and Gita which explain that one can have darshan of Krishna with these senses when the senses are purified at the level of bhava. At that level of bhava, Antaranga Shakti enters the Atma, and that is called Stai Bhav, realizing and experiencing one's Stai Bhav. When praying manifests, one senses acquired ability to perceive Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna, Shri Krishna Saksa Darshan, Shri Krishna Ki Jai. There's two types of transcendental bliss that Krishna experiences. There's one bliss in relation to a connection with his devotees called Bhakti Anand, and there's another bliss or Anand that Krishna experienced in relation to his own form, his own self, called Srupananda. The bliss of Brahmananda is like a healthy person in deep sleep. The bliss of Srupananda is when he's awake, the person is awake and lying down but not doing anything. And Bhaktiananda is like relishing, enjoying some hobby like playing tennis or dancing. In the first case, Brahmananda is sleeping, the person is unable to do anything. In the second, Srupananda, the person is capable of doing acting, but it's not acting. And the third, one is utilizing his energy to play. Krishna's form contains all three Shaktis, Sandini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, and Ladini Shakti. The difference between Krishna Srupanand and Srupashaktianand is that in the case of Srupanand, he enjoys his Shaktis just by their presence. In other words, by having them. While in Shaktianand, Krishna enjoys his Shaktis by utilizing them, especially the energy of Ladini. Srupananda is like a rich person feeling happy because he knows he has wealth, while Srupashaktianand, the person, enjoys his wealth by utilizing it. Another example is that of a wrestler is happy to know he's strong, as opposed to when he uses his strength in a wrestling match. Jai Radhe Shyam Shama Shyam Ki Jai Shama Shyam Ki Jai. Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna. these Krishna's associates, entourage, ever increasing? The answer is Krishna's entourage, his associates, always increasing because his Shakti is increasing, but it's also infinite. Even the infinite is increasing. It still remains infinite. Krishna is not coming down to this material world from somewhere else. When it's said that Krishna descends from his own abode, it means that he makes himself visible to our eyes. And his associates are always with him. If some jivas become liberated and join him, it doesn't really make a difference. All siddhas, whether nitya siddhas or sadhanas, can expand their forms. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai.